Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the Bed Flash Go question of the day. Today I have a freeform question for everyone. What is the first line treatment for ankylosing spondylitis? And that would be an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Quick follow-up, what is the test that you want to order for suspected ankylosing spondylitis? And that would be an x-ray of the lumbar spine, as well as the pelvis. So what is ankylosing spondylitis? And really, it's part of this group of disorders called seronegative spondyloarthropathies. And really, that's just rheumatoid factor negative inflammatory arthritis conditions. And, you know, initially when, you know, you have to diagnose for arthritis or arthritic conditions, chronic, you know, arthritic conditions, you gotta, you know, have rheumatoid arthritis in the differential. And, you know, a clear differentiator here is going to be rheumatoid factor. One of the great ways to remember the seronegative spondyloarthropathies is with the PAIR mnemonic. PAIR, so P-A-I-R. The P is going to be psoriatic arthritis. The A is the ankylosing spondylitis. The I is going to be IBD, inflammatory bowel disease associated arthritis. And the last one's going to be reactive. Now, you might also see that seen as Reiter's syndrome as well. And remember, that can be associated with Campylobacter infections as well as, you know, the gonorrhea and chlamydia infections as well. And last, a really important thing to note here is that these seronegative spondyloarthropathies are associated with an HLA haplotype, specifically the HLA-B27 haplotype. That's a really big one there too. Alrighty, this was a good one to go over. Pretty high yield on exams. Just remember, first line treatment is going to be NSAIDs, and then remember to use an X-ray when you're ordering a test, and also that PAIR mnemonic really helps remember all these seronegatives. All right, thank you so much for joining in today. And please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlash Go question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.